Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tzadivav. We are up to Sif Beis. Top line on page Ayin Aleph, which is the page following 140. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Ein Mavdilin al Hapas. We do not make Havdalah on bread. Avol al Sheikhar, al Sheikhar Mavdilin imhu Chamar Medina. But on beer, one can make Havdalah if it is the drink of the Medina. V'hu adin l'shar mashkin. And so too, you can make Havdalah on other drinks if they are Chamar Medina, chutz min hamayim, except for water. The Rama says, V'tov yoser l'havdil al kos pogum shel yayin me'al sheikher. Says the Rama, it's better to make Havdalah on a kos of wine that is pogum, that someone drank from it, rather than making Havdalah on beer. V'nogu lahavdil b'motzoi Pesach al sheikhar v'lo al yayin. The minhag is to make Havdalah after Pesach on beer and not on wine. Mishum dechaviv alav, because beer at that point is more chaviv. We couldn't have it for a week, and now we could have it, so it's more chaviv. The Mechaber says, "Ubi Yom Tov Shechalios b'motzoi Shabbos." When Shabbos is ending and it's leading into Yontif, in which case we do Yach Nahaz, we're doing Kiddush and Havdalah together. Sheyesh bo Kiddush u Nemar Lapas. In that case, there is Kiddush, which is allowed to be set on bread. So Yesh Omrim She'agav a Kiddush Mavdilin Gam Kenolov. So some say, Agav that you can make Kiddush on the bread, you could also make the Havdalah on the bread because they come together. V'yesh Omrim She'yoser Tov Lomar HaKiddush V'Havdalah Shneem Al HaShecher. And some say, no, you should not make Havdalah on bread. And if Havdalah and Kiddush come together, better to make both on the beer. And the Rama says, V'Hasvara Rishona Iker. The Iker Shita is the first Shita, that it's better to put the Kiddush and Havdalah together on the bread rather than put them together on the beer. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin. We said in the Mechaber, Ein Mavdilin al Hapas, V'lo Dami l'Kiddush. It is not like Kiddush that we learned earlier that you can make Kiddush on bread. D'shani Kiddush hu b'mekom suda. Because we know that Kiddush needs to be b'mekom suda. V'havei me'inyin atzarech l'Kiddush. And therefore, bread is something that needs Kiddush, and therefore it's connected. Memele, you can make Kiddush on Pass. Masha'in Kain Havdalah, which is not the case of Havdalah, it is not connected to any kind of Suda, and therefore you cannot make Havdalah on bread. But we said in the Mechaber, on beer you can make Havdalah if it is Chamar Medina. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, Im Ein Lo Yayin. That which you can make Havdalah on the beer, says the Chavetz Chaim, that's only if you don't have wine. V'im Yesh Lo Yayin Hu Kodem Lo Chol HaMashkim. But if you have wine, wine takes precedence over all other drinks. V'chazal hefligu gamkein begodol ha-mitzvah v'omru. Chazal spoke about the tremendous mitzvah in Havdalah by saying, ha-mavdil al-hayayin, o shomea me'acherim she-mavdilin, one who makes Havdalah on wine himself, or he hears from someone else Havdalah, ha-kodesh boruch hu koreyu kodosh, Hashem calls him holy, v'oseyu segula, and he makes him a treasure, she-nemar v'yisem li-segula mikol ho-amim, v'omer v'avdil eschem min ha-amim. So we have Xavier Shava between Avdil Eschem Min Amim. So it says Amim in that pasuk. It talks about Havdalah. And it says Amim in the pasuk of Yisem Li Segula. So one who makes Havdalah, so Hashem makes him a Segula and he gives him Kedusha. Sivkatan Tes. We said you can make Havdalah on beer if it is Chamar Medina. Says the Mishabura Ayin Le'el B'Simen Reish Ayin Beis Sivtes the Mishabura Bir Allah Hashem Mahu Chamar Medina. So look earlier what we discussed exactly what falls under the category of Chamar Medina. That which the Mechaber says after stating Aval Sheikhar Mavdilin Imhu Chamar Medina, then the Mechaber says Vuadin L'Shar Mashkin Hainu Mashkin Shirigilin L'Shtoso. That's talking about drinks that you normally drink. Aval Mashkin Shirigilin BePesach, but drinks that are not normally had during the year, you only have them on Pesach. Kagon Mei Lakritz Eino Chamar Medina. That is not considered Chamar Medina. Kevan She'ein Regilus L'Shtoso Kol Hashana. To be Chamar Medina, it has to be a drink that is normally drank throughout the year, like beer, but not something that's only drank on Pesach, and therefore that would not be Chamar Medina. V'hu adin kol kayotze baze. So to anything similar, v'afilu meidvash, even meidvash, which is more chashiv, lo have Chamar Medina, ela b'medino sheregilin l'shtosan. That's only considered Chamar Medina in a Medina where it is normally drank throughout the year. Aval b'mokum she'en shosan oso ela l'frakim. But in places they only drink it once in a while, lo have Chamar Medina v'gara mishecha. Then it's not Chamar Medina, and it's on a level lower than beer. What about making havdalah on whiskey? Va'yayin sorof ain kedai lahavdil. It's not kedai to make havdalah on whiskey. To hakasav amagin avrom dekos havdalah rogil hamavdil l'shtoso kulo ve'ain mashkem emedu b'dayabayis. As we saw at the end of last night's shiur, the minhag is the one who makes havdalah drinks the whole kos to make sure he has the revias so he can make a bracha achrona, and no one else drinks it. Ubiyayin sorof kosher l'kayim zeh. Hopefully, that's difficult for a person to be drinking a full revias of yayin sorof. Ach kishein lo mashke. But if someone has no other drink that he can make havdalah on, yachol lahavdil alav, he can make havdalah on whiskey. Va'ach sheyizar l'shtos mimenu al kaponin k'mo lugmov shu rov revias. But he must make sure that he drinks at the very least a mo lugmov, which is the rov revias. V'im lav lo yotze. If he doesn't drink that amount, he is not yotze. Kosta b'shari tshuva b'shem ha-berke Yosef. The shari tshuva brings out b'shem ha-berke Yosef. The al-cholav v'shemen en lahavdil. One should not make havdalah on milk or on oil. She'ein regilin l'shtosa l'mashka. Those are drinks that are not normally used as drinks. If you look at note 15, he points out, v'afa mekomo she'regilin l'shtos cholav b'chol yom k'mashka. Even in a place where milk is a regular drink and people drink it every day, Shlomo Zalman Arbal says, she'ein din ha-cholav k'chamar medina. Milk does not get a din of chamar medina. Mishum she'ein shosim oso b'taras mashka choshev. It's not being drunk as a mashka that is choshev. El-arak mishum brias, only because it has calcium and it is healthy. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Eitrus of Katan Yud, the only exception to the rule of Chamar Medina, which is something that is normally drunk and it is Chashiv, is water. Af im rov shtias ha-medina hu min ha-mayim. Even if the majority of the drinking in that medina is water, it's still not allowed for Havdalah. Mishum de lo Chashiv, because water is not Chashiv be'etzim. V'al kavas uborsht. Now, kvass in the Targum, he says, is a mashke rusi toseis. It's a fermented drink from Russia. And borscht, which is bitter. Muchach mitaz v'simen kuf pei beiz v'al yirab b'shom da'af b'shas v'atchak en mevarchim. You cannot make havdalah on these drinks as well. The afshah monim shosim osan, even though there are a lot of people that drink them, mikom makom lo chashivi. Still, they're not considered important. Ukamo mayim hu, and they are like water. In the brackets, he writes, "V'af das amagin Avram shom dehetrik das rashal lohakel b'shas atchak." Even according to the marshal, who brings the magen Avram, who brings down the marshal, that's linya b'shas atchak. Haynu dafke gabe kos brichas amazon she'im bochshash brachal vatala. That's only to use it for benching, where there's no chash of a brachal vatala, because benching you're going to make whether it's a good kos or not. The benching is a chiyuv that you have anyway for eating your suda, so there's no consider of a brachal vatala. You're benching and you're making a bracha, no problem. Ukidemucha b'tshuvas Rashal, Mashein came b'avdala, which is not the case b'avdala. If you don't have a kos, you can't make havdala. So if this is not considered a good thing to make havdala on, then your bracha of havdala is a bracha of havdala. Ubechay odom kosa the b'shas adchak yesh lahavdil amashke kvas. The Chay Odom writes that in a pressing situation, one can make havdala on this drink. V'lo yadati tamo, but says the Chavetz Chaim, I don't understand his reasoning. V'ulai mairi b'shenase mashke choshev k'ein mashke shecha. Could be what he means is, if you make it into a choshev, a drink like beer, that's when you can make havdala on it. V'gamze davka im ikar shtias ha'amon hu mi'amashke hazeh. Again, that's also only true if most of the people are drinking that as their main drink. The ilav hachi lohave chamar medina. If not, that is not considered chamar medina. The Ramah told us that it is better to make havdalah on a kos pogum shel yayin than on beer. But says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Aleph on Magen Avraham Mitzadi, the Magen Avraham means to say, "Debimokom shashecha hu chamar medina." In a place where the beer is chamar medina, yesh lomar da'odif mikos yayin pogum. Then you could say that fakert is better to make havdalah on the chamar medina of beer over the kos pogum of yayin. The ayin the birag rosha kos of gamkin. Look at the birag rosha. He writes as well. The dina de haramo hu dafka kshashechar ino chamar medina. When the ramo says better a kos pogum of yayin over shechar is only when the shechar is not chamar medina. But otherwise, again, it would be better to make the bracha on chamar medina beer rather than yayin that is pogum. Sivkaton yud beiz. The Ramah said, "Nogu lahavdil b'motze Pesach al sheichar v'lo al yayin." The minhag is to make havdalah motze Pesach on beer and not on wine, because it is more chaviv. Says the Mishabura Vidafka Bimokum Shashekhar Hu Khamar Medina. Once again, it's only in a place where beer is considered Khamar Medina. Aval Beres Ashkenaz, the Lohave Khamar Medina, Lo Mahani Mashu Khavid. But in a place where it's not Khamar Medina, it does not help the fact that you like it better. Va'osr Lahavdi Olav, you cannot make Havdalah on it. Sivkotan Yud Gimel, the Khaviv Olav, the reason why the minhag is to make Havdalah on beer, let's say Pesach, is because more Khaviv. Shalosh Shaso Kol Yemea Pesach. Why is it more Khaviv? Because again, you couldn't have it for the last week, for the last 8 days, and therefore it's more chaviv. Sivkotan Yudalad goes on the next point of the Mechaber, and that is in a case of Yak Nahaz, we're making Kiddush and Havdalah together. We know Kiddush can be made on bread, Havdalah cannot be made on bread when they both come together. So the Mechaber brought two shitas. The first shita says that when Yom Tov is coming out on Motzi Shabbos, since Kiddush can be made on bread, so you can throw in Havdalah as well and make Kiddush and Havdalah on bread. The second shita said it's better to make the Kiddush and Havdalah on beer. And the Ramah said the Svara Rishon is Iker, better to make it on beer, better to make it on bread than on beer. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan yodal mavdilan gam kein, you can make the havdalah in that case also on the bread. Ratzalomra means to say after ba'al me'ei mavdilan al pas, even though like we said before, we do not make havdalah on bread. Kidl el hacha agav kiddush shua ikir over here because of the kiddush, which is the main thing. Omrim kol yak nahaz al pas, we say the whole yak nahaz, which is kiddush and havdalah together. We say it on the bread, and therefore in that case, the havdalah can be made on bread. The Mechaber then brought a shita that says beer is better, and the Ramah says, Svara Rishona Iker. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Tezvav, Tamo, the reason why the first sheet is better, Mishum Daharbe Rishonim Svirlu. Many Rishonim hold, De'ein Mikachin Ala Shechar, that you cannot make Kiddush on beer. Ukedilael besimin reish ayin beis if test ayin shum lekach tov yoser lasos kolayak nahaz al pas. Says kiddush can't be made on beer. Kiddush can be made on bread. It's better to make the whole kiddush havdalah process on the bread. Umikol mokom nira. Still, it appears the bazei yedakte lechatchila lechapis achayayin. In the case of yak nahaz, really, it will be better to try hard to get wine. Afilu imapas choviv lo yoser miayin. Even if you like bread more than wine, in this case, it's better just to get wine. The reason is the Kama Gedola Rishonim Savri De Ein Omer Havadil Hapas, because many great Rishonim say that you can't make the bracha of Havdalah on bread. Afilu b'motzei Shabbos Yu Yom Tov, even if it is together, Motzei Shabbos and Yom Tov, Kiddush and Havdalah, it's still, the Havdalah will not work on the bread. Therefore, you should see to it to get wine in that case. V'ach, im lo yimtze yayin, if your pasha can't find any wine, hapas odiv meshechar, then like the Ramah says, the bread would be better than the beer. I'd like to read a very interesting Bir Aloch over here on page Ayin Aleph. So he said again in the Mechaber, you can make Havdalah on beer if it is Chamar Medina. V'afilu l'dasa poskim ha-machmirim le'el b'simin reish ayin bey siv tesl in your Kiddush. Like you mentioned before, even according to the poskim that are machmir, that you cannot make Kiddush on bread, le'inyin Havdalah kuli alma modu demavdilan. Everyone agrees that you can make Havdalah on beer. Ukidisa be Gemara lahedi, like the Gemara says explicitly, da Meimar Avdil al Shikhra Mishum da Khamar Medinahu. A Meimar made Havdalah on beer because it was Khamar Medina. Umashma meharamol el besimin kuf pei bei siv beis baga. The Ramah's mashma earlier, the bemokum shayayin matsui, in a place where wine is found, afshu biyoker, even if it's expensive, nikri matsui, that is called found. V'yavdu ahayayin, you should make havdalah on the wine and you should not use beer. The lo shari sham elu mishum shi'efshu liknos yayin b'chol suda levarachalav. It only matters the beer over there because it's too expensive to get wine for all the sudos. Me, however, im ha-sheikhar choviv olav yoser menayayin, if a person likes beer more than he likes wine, yochol lahavdil ala sheikhar, then he can make havdalah on the beer, ukidla kamei b'hagol, like we see later on in the Ramah. The Ramah he's referring to is the Ramah that said that Motzei Pesach, you can make havdalah on the beer over wine because it's more chaviv. So here the Bir Halacha is extending that and saying that always if the beer is more chaviv, you can make havdalah. It's really not so pashut. Shlomo Zalman says, maybe only on Pesach where it's more chaviv after Pesach for everyone, there you could choose to make havdalah on beer over wine. But just on you happen to like beer better than wine, not so pashut that you can make the havdalah on beer over wine. That's a chiluk that Shlomo Zalman says. The Mishnah Berurah is clearly not saying that, but that's Shlomo Zalman's ha'ara on the Bir Halacha. And now the Bir Halacha switches gears and discusses a very interesting shaila. Kosa b'prim egadim b'simin reish sadi test. The prim egadim says in reish sadi test, Osan shen ishoren nishtia sheikha mishum chadosh. Those who are careful not to have chadash, they only have yashan, and therefore they stay away from beer, because beer there's a concern that it's going to be chadash from the new crop that you're not allowed to have yet. Let's say a person does not have any wine for Avdalah, all he has is beer. How could a person who is makban on chadash make Avdalah on beer that might be chadash? According to him, it's usher to have this beer. How can you make the bracha and give it to someone else to drink? Al Kain, therefore, says the Prima Gadim, in this case, Yishma Ma'acherim Ad Kan Dvaruv. Says the Prima Gadim, if you're in Makban on Chadash, and all you have is beer that might be Chadash, don't make Avdalah. Let someone else make the Avdalah, you'll be Yotze with his Avdalah. However, the Chavetz Chaim says it's not so poshut. Ulanias daiti gam bezet tzarachian. Even that case is tzarachian. Im hu choshesh la'atzmo shekosh zehu koshel iser. If you hold this kosh as a kosh that's usser, im kein eich yotze yidei havdala b'masha acher mevarech alav. So what does it help that someone else is making a brach on this kosh? You hold this kosh as usser. How could you be yotze? The Prima Gadim says by hearing someone's havdala on chadash, if you hold it's usser. Unless, of course, you're not really holding that chadash as usser, you rely on the kulas like many people do. You just try to be machmir. So you hold bets and mitzmutter, so then the Chavetz Chaim agrees, of course, you can be yotze with the other person. But the mashmos of the Prima Gadim is, even if you hold that it's absolutely usser, you can still be yotze by hearing the havdalah from someone else. That's already not so posh. The Chavetz Chaim says, mechitesi, maybe if you hold it's usser, you can't hear havdalah from him. Similar to a discussion we had a few pages ago, Shlomo Zalman said that if you're makbid on waiting 72 minutes, you're makbid on Rabbeinu Tam, you could hear Havdalah before Rabbeinu Tam from someone else. That'd be a similar shaila. They might be related. That's more of an issue of timing. This is an issue of Isser. So there is room to mechalek, but it's a similar discussion over there. Shlomo Zalman says, if I wait 72 minutes and I hear Havdalah after 60 minutes from someone, so I could be Yotze with him, even though for me, it's really, Havdalah is not allowed yet. It's still Shabbos. You can't be drinking now. So that would be an interesting shaila. Let's just end with one other note over here, and that is note number 12. Ubizmanenu shayayin motzri larov. Nowadays that wine is plentiful. Ve'ein shosim eshar hamashkos ketachlif liayim. We don't really have replacements for wine. We have tons of wine nowadays. It's not a problem. So the Chazon Ish holds, she'ein shum mashke she'nechshav chamar medina. No other drink is called chamar medina. Afa pi she'gam yayin ein nohog lishtos. Even though the minhag is not to drink so much wine, but we have plenty of wine, you can't rely on anything else as chamar medina. That is the shita of the Chazon Ish. But in the next paragraph he writes, midach on the other hand, Das Rav Yashiv, the opinion of Rav Yashiv is, Shekevan shebizmanenu ein mevien yayin lesudos klal. We don't in general bring wine out for the sudos. Vigam shtiyosa kosha aleim, and many people have a hard time drinking wine. Ledas kulam, according to everyone, af bemokom sheyesham yayin. Even if you do have wine there, yeshna mashkim acherim anachshavim of chamar medina. Other drinks can, yes, still be considered chamar medina. Vikosav shekeinogu, and Rav Yashiv writes that is the minug. And they rely on that which the Be'er Locha said earlier in Reish Ayin Beis. But as a Rambam lein Avdalah, Shemrov b'nei ha-medina shosem sheikhar. If most of the people in the country are drinking beer, nechshav ha-sheikhar chamar medina af imatzu yayin. Then beer is considered chamar medina even if wine is found. So there you have a machlokas l'maisa. Nowadays, the Chazon Ish says that you really shouldn't be making havdalah on anything but wine. Nothing else is considered chamar medina. And Rav Yashiv argues and says, no, l'maisa, we don't really drink so much wine, and we have other things available. We have this ramam to rely on, and then beer is certainly considered chamar medina. For more details of what exactly would be chamar medina, you can look further on in note number 16. But we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.